I saw Reverend Phillips out there passing out tracts, talking about the Lord that he served. I saw, praise God, Brother Bo Collins, praise God, out there telling somebody about this Jesus that he met. Praise God. I see that Brother Hayes, praise God, who not all the time talking about the Green Bay Packers, but he's talking about his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. See, that's the kind of things that we ought to have to go tell that group, to go tell. Praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Awesome move. Gentle redeeming. God with us, yeah. God with us.
The living truth,
yeah. What a friend. But when we put it all together, this is what we'd like to call you. Jesus, Jesus.
Let's tune in.
That's what we call you, yeah.
We're continuing on this lesson, Positioned to Prosper. And we have 7 points that we went over in the first section. We went over about 7 points in this lesson that we're going to talk about. And we have been positioned to prosper by God. God has given us power over all the power of the enemy's power. He has appointed us. We have been anointed. The scripture says we are anointed to prosper, even as our soul prosper. So the church is known as the called out ones. That's what we're known as, the called out ones. We are responsible for carrying out the works of the church, the works that Jesus left for us to do. We are responsible for carrying out those works, and we are responsible for getting ourselves in a position and a place in the Spirit where we can do the works of God, where we can know God, where we can serve God, where we can know how to actually walk in the Spirit, talk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit of God, because that's what Paul was talking about when he was telling those Corinthians. They had not only... they had been given the Spirit of God in order so that they could lead the people in the right directions. And we need you to know that we have been given that same Spirit of God where we all can profit by. You know, if we want to really prosper, we have to be able to hear from God and to receive from God. And this is where we stopped at. We need to know how to receive from God. Now, what is incumbent upon us, you know, what is our duties, what our duties are, you know, what they are, is that we take the time to know God. That's what our duties are. We have to take the time to know God. We can't do the works of God if we don't know him. We have to know him. These scriptures that I'm going to be reading now is going to help us to see God, who he is, what he does, how awesome he is, and how great he is. Isaiah 40 and 28, it says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. Saints, listen to this. The Lord is the everlasting God. I mean, he's never going to go away. So if you think maybe he's up there and he's the Ancient of Days and somehow or another he's lost contact and he's gone, no, no, no. He's everlasting. He's an everlasting God, and he will never go away. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint. Listen to this. You gonna faint. You might faint, but he will not faint. You know, he doesn't grow weary. You know, and his understanding is unsearchable. Saints of God, you need to know this in order to stand in this day with all the corruption, with all the evil, with all the hatred, with all the killing and the murders and all the bad things that's happening in this world. You need to know that you serve an everlasting God. He's the creator of the ends of the earth. See, we don't know the ends of the earth. We can read about it, but we don't know it. But he knows the end and the beginning at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So he knows the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. And his understanding is unsearchable. We may grow weary, like I said. We may get tired. We may give up. We may faint. We might not understand what it is that we should know. Or what it is, we might not even know what it is that we don't understand. But God knows all things. He will help us. But we must take the time every day to learn about him. You know, we fail. If we fail in our position, you know, we can't fail. You know, we fail even in our positions of all power over the devil because we don't know God. We fail. We can't use that all power over the devil because we don't know how to use it. And then we fail. We don't know God enough to know and trust him that if he said what he said, if I said it, I'll do it. And if I spoke it, I'll make it good. We got to know him enough. And how do you get faith? Faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. So you got to stay connected to the word so that you will have faith in God. When you read these scriptures, you're supposed to be gaining faith, but you don't get it all in one time. If I'm just reading these scriptures to you for the first time, you got to take these scriptures down and reread and reread and study and meditate. Then your faith will come. In Psalms 18 and 30, it says, this God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. The word of the Lord, it proves true. Say, what that means is the word of God is proven to be true. It's proven to be true. Just like Satan's word is proven to be lies, God's word is proven to be the truth. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. I'm continuing to read these blessings now. He's a shield for all those who take refuge in him. God is our supernatural armor. You know, you got, if you're in the natural, you can put a shield of iron in front of you, and that's your armor. It'll protect you. But in God, he's supernatural. So he puts himself there. It's better than Superman and the kryptonite. Nothing can penetrate God's shield because that's God himself. And nothing can stop God. Nothing can hurt God. Nothing can, glory to God. Nothing can hinder God. So you're supernaturally protected. You know, Job, they had to move the hedge. God had to move the hedge that he put around Job in order for Satan to get after. Well, he had that same hedge around us and nothing can harm us, thanks to God. Nothing. You know, we have this armor on us, and it protects us from the attacks of the enemy. You know, it serves as protection from evil, from hurt, from harm, from danger. He stops the hands of the devourer for our sake. You know, we have a hedge around about us. Isaiah 41 and 10, it says, fear not. Listen, saints, fear not, for I am with you. This is God. This is God. Isaiah's talking about God. He said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will listen, saints. Listen what he said. First he told you, don't be scared. Don't be afraid of nothing. I will strengthen you. You're getting some strength now because he said, I will strengthen you. Do you believe what he says? Do you believe? Glory to God. Do you believe your God? That's what these scriptures are in here for you to get faith about who your God is, so you can believe him. No matter what lies Satan whisper and tell you, you can believe that your God stands true. His word never fails. None of God's words ever fail. And so you can know that he says, don't be afraid. He said, I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. My God, listen to that promise. You know, what a difference it'll make in your life if you know that God is always with you. He sees you. You know, if he sees the bird, the little bird, the sparrow that falls, he sees you. You know, he tells us to don't be afraid. You know, we have many fears. People have fear of not making it in life. Fear of failure, you know? Fear of not having enough money for retirement. Fear of death. Fear of, you know, crowds. People are fearful of many things. But when you know God is with you, he is our God. He's our strength. He said if we're weak, to say I'm strong. Just to confess the word of God, the will of God will come into you and strength will come into you just off of your confession alone. Saints of God, we need to understand, we need to take God at his word. Stop believing what the devil say. Stop believing what preachers that don't know what God say. Stop believing what they say. God is God. Take the word for yourself. Begin to read and study the word for yourself. Then you'll know and understand that your God is all powerful. He's almighty. He's all merciful. And he's looking after us in grand style. God is not a man that he should lie. You know, he has all power. Our God is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable, saints of God. God made the earth with his power. You know, he established the world with his wisdom. See, he got so much power. He made this whole earth with his power. He established the word by his wisdom. And by his understanding, he stretched out the heavens. And it's more than one heaven, saints. It's heavens, more than one. God has set us up to prosper at everything and at anything that our hands find to do. You know, he has set us up to prosper. Just like he did Joseph. You know, he was thrown in a pit. He was sold into slavery. He was lied on by Potiphar's wife. He was thrown into prison. But he kept his eyes where? On God. He kept his eyes on God. What did God do? God brought Joseph through all this, his trials and his tribulations, his hardships, the harshness and the evil treatment, you know, he brought him to the second most powerful man in all of Egypt. That's where God brought him to. And, you know, the God we serve is God. There's no other God that is living and true. God is the only true and living God. Saints of God, we need to understand this. He is the only true and living God. And I'm continuing to talk to you about these promises and these blessings, because he said that the blessings and promises of God, they're yes and amen. And yes, you have them. And amen, you know, it is so. So let's continue. I'm going to continue with some more of these promises. What has he done? Let me just put this question to you. What has he done for others? If you read in the Bible, if you remember the things that he's done for others, then you have to know that he'll do the same thing for us. Because God is not a God of partiality. He's not partial. We're all one in God. There's only one God, one faith. We're all one in God. Where we begin to separate and become a billion of people is when we're outside of God. We're functioning our own way.